Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. So this here is Ash Wednesday, and good evening to you, sisters and brothers, saints and sinners, and children of God. I'm so glad you all joined us here for Ash Wednesday. This is not going to be one of my regular sermons like I do on Sunday morning. This is going to be more like I do on Wednesday evenings, because I might take a little bit of notes, but I might go anywhere as far as the gospel is. So what we have is Ash Wednesday is the first day of the Lenten season. And the Lenten season is those 40 days that we honor Jesus' time in the wilderness, where we of certain Christian denominations, particularly Catholic, Lutheran, and Episcopalian, but also some others, practice it by fasting, almsgiving, and prayer. And it might be a combination of some of those, and some of you might not choose to do that, and some of you might have no idea how to do that. And I can imagine that if you're living on the street like some people are, who are you going to give alms to? But I have to say, there are ways and means of doing that, and there are ways and means of honoring Lent the way we honor it. Now, today, Paul Gibo, who didn't join us tonight, but he and I went down to the Berkeley BART station and distributed ashes on people's foreheads. And we distributed ashes on 87 people's foreheads.
I was wondering where those came from.
And it wasn't just us. There were others. When we got there, All Souls Episcopal Church was there doing the same thing. And they said, oh, it's okay. We don't have to fight over it. We're done. We've been here for a while. Jeff Johnson of University Lutheran Chapel, this morning, early in the morning, went to, what's the name of the square at UC Berkeley? It's the big square of Sproul Plaza, and they distributed ashes there early in the morning. They had a lot of people that they gave them to. And I was so surprised, because Berkeley, this cultureless, religionless city, and that so many people wanted to have ashes and wanted to honor Jesus Christ and what he means for them. And we don't just spread ashes on anybody's forehead. I mean, there was one lady who said, you know, I'm getting ready to go to my yoga practice, and I want to be like the Hindu deity and just spread it all over my forehead. So what I did was I crossed like this, and then I did a long cross across her forehead. I said, we'll meet in the middle. We'll still have a cross. But we do crosses on people's foreheads, because at the start of Lent, we're looking straight ahead, and what we see straight ahead of us is that cross. That cross that Jesus Christ died on. And we know he's going to descend to the dead after that, and we know he's going to be resurrected, but right now we're looking at that death. Right now we're looking at that one gift that God gave us, because God has given us this forgiveness. God has given us this unconditional love that restores to us a right relationship with God, that we may go forward. And we can look about on Lent as a way of giving up on things. I myself am fasting. I'm doing two separate fasts. I'm not eating from sunrise to sunset. And I'm not going on Facebook from sunrise to sunset. And the rest of the time, And the rest of the time, I'm eating vegan. And it's a big change for me, you know, from the rest of the year. But Lent is a season of change. It's a season that we have a chance to sit down and take a look at where we are, and what our relationships are with one another, and what our relationships are with God, and how we can honor that relationship with God going forward, whether we have things to give monetarily to one another, or whether we can just give somebody help. Whether we know how to sit and formally pray and meditate, or whether we just say, God, please help me. Whether we can take off from eating, like me, I have a privilege of being able to decide not to eat during the day. I don't have to look for food. So that is my privilege. Or whether fasting for us means that we just don't say the F word on a daily basis. Like one fellow down at Berkeley BART station, he said, "Can I just not say the F word?" And then he said the F word after that. You know? But as we enter this Lenten season, we can take a look at how we can change our lives, maybe just for 40 days until Easter. Maybe it's just a way to think about God a little bit more constantly. And thinking about each other when we think about God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.